In the case heard this week, William Dinkins is challenging his conviction for not complying with the sex offender registry requirements because he didn't inform authorities where he would be living before he was released from prison. His attorney, Assistant Public Defender Steve Phillips, says Dinkins had a good reason for not filling in that blank on his release form.
He was just one of those persons that did not have housing and did not know where he would reside. You can't require someone to report a fact of which they have no knowledge and then convict them of a serious felony if they don't report that fact.
Both Justice David Prosser and Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson raised questions about both the fairness and practicality of the current sex offender registry rule. Abrahamson posed this hypothetical question to Assistant Attorney General James Framuth.
It's hard enough to find an apartment or home when you're out, but he's got to find it while he's in prison without help. You think that's fair and reasonable due process?
Correct.
And Justice David Prosser raised questions about what kind of address a homeless offender could give.
Are you saying literally that he should identify a park bench or an overpass if there is no homeless shelter?
Yes.
Finding housing for released sex offenders has become a national issue over the past decade as more and more communities adopt ordinances banning offenders from living near schools, churches, and parks, or almost anywhere where potential victims might be at risk. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.